课堂听 class.com。
The days of picking blueberries. Growing up with six sisters wasn't easy. We had our share of differences of opinions over the years. My parents never had much money, and even food was sometimes scarce. We were lucky to get our stomachs full. If there was dessert at night, it was surely a treat. I will never forget that summer back in 1969. Funds were very tight because my parents were building a new home. We had outgrown the old house, and every penny my father earned was going into the new one. The last few days before payday were the worst. There just wasn't enough food to go around. I can remember how we waited for payday as if it were a holiday. My father would stop at the bank on the way home from work so my mother could go shopping when he got home. We all enjoyed going to the grocery store with her. We would walk down the aisles and dream about bringing the whole store home, much like children would walk through a toy store. When we returned home with the groceries, my sisters and I were like a pack of wolves tearing through the bags. On payday, we would eat until we were ready to burst, knowing that as the week progressed, food would become less available. Going to school also wasn't very easy. We never had any lunch money. My parents were too proud to sign us up for free lunch. We never had the proper school supplies or nice clothes to wear. This was probably the hardest thing my sisters and I had to go through. The other children were relentless in teasing us. One day, my father came home and told us he knew where there were some wild blueberries growing. We had permission to go pick them, and we were so excited. Not very often did we get to go anywhere, and to go pick blueberries was a real treat. I can remember being out there in the hot sun all day picking blueberries. I think we ate more than we brought home. When we got home, my mother decided to make a blueberry pie. She made the pie from scratch and spent half the day working on it. We couldn't wait. The smell of it baking in the oven was driving us crazy. We were all starting to hover around in the kitchen, and my mother was getting annoyed. She put the pie on the top shelf to cool while we ate our dinner. Dinner was hard to get down that night, knowing that the pie was in the kitchen waiting for us. We were having stuffed peppers that night, and nobody wanted to eat them, but my mother wouldn't let anyone leave the table until everyone was finished. When my mother told us we had eaten enough, it sounded like a stampede of cattle as we raced for the kitchen. I was the first in line at the countertop. Before my mother could get there, I had already jumped on the countertop and was up on the top shelf of the cabinet. I reached for the pie and started climbing down. Then it happened. I slipped on the wet countertop and let go of the pie. I can close my eyes today and still see the vivid image of that pie slipping through the air in slow motion and landing upside down on the floor, then looking up and seeing the look of disbelief on my sisters' faces. All I could think of was all the hard work we had done that day and how fast it had been destroyed. This is the night I'll never forget in my whole life. My family always brings it up on the holidays. Life was tough back then, but it taught us to appreciate what we have today even more.